Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Going on, you are listening to episode 246 of the Nintendo Powercast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, player 2, Nightcrawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? And it's Crawler coming at you.
There we go. Player 3 tonight, formerly known as Destinot, Midfi Senpai on all the socials. What's cracking?
I've been doing a lot of thinking about like old fighting games, like the Capcom stuff.
Yeah,
like, I just miss the voice acting in those. Like, you know, they always started off and it was just like, Capcom! Like, they need to bring that back.
And all 80s, the fighters... 80s arcade announcers?
Yeah, and like, all the fighters had really cool, like, stupid catchphrases for their attacks. Like, so my wife is like a vocalist. She sings a lot of opera and does a lot of that stuff. And there's something that she brought up the other day and she's like, oh, like someone was singing and they're like, she's like, oh, that's a glottal attack. Like, what's a glottal attack? And she's like, oh, you know, it's like when you slam your vocal cords together to produce a certain sound. So I'm like, dude, there needs to be like an opera singing fighter. And he's just like, glottal attack, hi C. Like, you know, come on.
Hi C.
Yeah. And then like he has his super and he's like, Beethoven's Revenge. Like, come on. Come on, Capcom. What are they calling you out?
Yeah. What have they been doing? Get on it. Come on.
Making horror games.
Speaking of music, that music you just heard is from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. This is an unofficial Nintendo podcast. And if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, head on over to audibletrial.com/NPC. Something awesome like Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, Ready Player One. Even to get my book, Another Castle, if you want. You want to get a gaming chair like the one I'm sitting in? N64Josh.com/OPSeat. Right now, chairs are $20 off, plus you get $10 off and free shipping. Desks, with my code, you get $110 off. I love my desk. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. N64Josh.com/OPSeat. If you'd like to pick up a paperback of my book, Another Castle, head on over to N64Josh.com/AnotherCastle. Lastly, guys, as far as an ad goes, if you want to get yourself some N64Josh merch, head on over to my store on Black Friday, N64Josh.com/store. And right there, use the code Black Friday to save 20% on your purchase. All right. You want to get my logo on a shirt, a mug, leggings,
still blankets,
giant pillow. You want a pillow with my, it's available, right?
Only if it's a body pillow.
You need a throw. You want to get warm with N64 Josh. Look no further than n64josh.com/store. You can get yourself a blanket with my logo on it. 25% off. Coupon code Black Friday starts on, guess what? Thanksgiving. Because, you know, that's when we start shopping here. That's when we start. That's right.
Technically, didn't it start Monday?
I think so for some people.
Sunday on some. It's
terrible. It's crazy. Terrible.
Yeah. There we go. Lastly, N64 Josh, no, patreon.com/N64Josh if you want to help support the show that way. And I really appreciate everybody that does that. Love you guys. Thank you so, so very much. Let's move on over to the announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right. We are going to have a charity stream coming up here very, very soon. Talking with the Andy Tizer in the chat, in the Discord. We're getting that set up. It's going to be happening. So stay tuned for that. We've also got the Christmas Carol stream coming up very soon. So if you want to jump into stream with me while I sing some of the classics like Last Christmas, Gave You My Heart. I can't even get Destinot to smile at all. He's just like, please stop singing. I'm going to go get my wife to sing for real.
The radio station's been playing Christmas music since the day after Easter. I'm just totally over it.
Hey, here's a fun little game. If you, everybody on Twitter does this. Last Christmas, the first, like, as long as you don't hear the actual version, you're still in. It's like a game everybody plays. But once you hear the real version, you're out. You're out. Okay. Has to be the real version, though. We're talking Wham. Right? George yes. Michael? Wham? Yeah. Okay. Cool. Cool. That's it for announcements. I do believe that's it for announcements. So we're going to jump on over to what we've been playing. I think I played more Pokemon since the last time we podcasted.
Maybe. Did you do one more day the next day?
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
It said last words together. Days, I think when I pulled up your Twitch page today. So yeah, you probably did.
Okay, cool. Cool. And I've also played some Halo 5, which has been fun. And
like riding a bike?
Kind of. Some matches. Other really matches, brutal, not so painful much. Painful bike.
One that punishes you into the ground for not playing for like 2 years.
No, it hasn't been too bad. It hasn't been. I've had a few games like with the even a, as high as a three KD on that. So ooh. I was pretty happy about that. So other games I went even though. So I wasn't happy about that. You know, it happens. It happens.
You been playing Star Wars at all?
Me?
Yeah.
No, it's on. I threw it on the Christmas list. I was like, here, okay. Here's that and Dragon's Quest. I threw on the. Through the Christmas list. So, you know, I'm trying to think though, we did play, I did go to the, like a retro arcade, played some pinball. That was cool. And I played an alien pinball machine and
like aliens or like
alien, or, like the, yeah, like the
movie,
the yeah, movie franchise. Sigourney yeah. Weaver and all that jazz.
Yep.
And there's a giant alien head at the back. And if you, you know, hit the right things, it opens up and the inside mouth comes out and grabs the ball and pulls it off the board. I was like, whoa,
that's cool.
This is the best pinball machine I've ever seen. It's amazing. So that was cool. Played a little bit of pinball on my Switch because I just kind of got the bug. And
other than, do you have a flip grip?
Negative.
I got mine with my Downwell physical that, yeah? I got, and I popped it in and played a little bit. It's kind of fun to play it that way. It's different, but it's definitely fun.
Yeah, the thing for me, the best way to play pinball is on my iPad. The screen's way bigger, it's way higher resolution, and it's pretty much all the same game. So I haven't played much. Destinot, Crawler has a huge list of stuff he's played. So what have you been playing?
Mainly Uncharted Fallen Order. Been a really, really good game I've been playing.
Uncharted Fallen Order? What? Wait a minute.
No. So, if you haven't played Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, it's very similar to Uncharted, and I don't say that in a bad way. It's extremely good.
With Dark Souls elements.
Yes, with Dark Souls elements, third-person action-adventure with RPG elements. So,
all your favorite right. things.
I know in the past buzzwords. I've joked about that, but that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's my issue with a lot of games that are so similar is they don't do anything to differentiate themselves from the next third person action adventure, you know, game. So, but no, this one, I mean, it's Star Wars, and that could be a mixed bag, especially in the video game world. But this one's done right, and it's very cinematic. Tons of customization if you're into that, which I as long as I look cool, I don't even care if I'm doing good at the game. So really, really fun. I've been playing a lot of that. That's about it for the past week or so since it came out.
Cool. Crawler, what have you been playing?
So I have been playing Star Wars as well off of Switch, but on Switch I've been playing a few different things. I beat Sword and Shield, I think a day or two after the last podcast.
Both of them?
No, not yet. So I rolled credits or whatever. So I beat. I feel like it's very choppy at the end. After you get the eighth badge and you go what should be your final push, it breaks stuff up quite a bit. There's kind of a gauntlet, but it's not a gauntlet in the like classic sense of those games where you have to plan on facing 4 to 5 trainers in a row with 5 or 6 Pokemon each. It's it's trainers, and they have about, I think, about five Pokemon, and you have to, it's a harder battle, but then you come out and they heal you up, and then you go back in, because it's those arena fights that have been going on kind of all game. So it, and then there's something part of the story. So like I complained last week about not having a lot of puzzle, or like the adults handle the situation kind of in the world. And you kind of finally get to address some of that, but it breaks it up in the worst spot, which I feel like could have been done better. But eventually you get there. And so there is some post game stuff that after the credits roll, that there's more to do that I think than in past Pokemon there, because there's two new characters that are introduced that and some tasks that you have to set out to do. I believe it's kind of the path to go get your legendary Pokemon, which is pretty cool. But I haven't done a whole lot with that. I've kind of moved on a little bit, and I'll definitely come back to it and do some more. But yeah, I've started also my sword playthrough to try to get to those other two gyms that I haven't seen with the sword or with the shield playthrough. I played just, I think, one or two more days with my kids at night for Luigi's Mansion. I faced the most fun boss that I've had so far, which is the 12th floor boss. I won't ruin it for anybody that hasn't quite gotten there yet, but so far that's been my favorite boss fight. It was pretty fun to do.
Cool.
So yeah, so I still loving that game. The seamless like cinematic into the gameplay is really, really good. And then cashed in a $60 Best Buy Rewards certificate for Ring Fit Adventure, and check that out. It's pretty legit. It's like if you're actually doing like the jogging in place in between stuff, it definitely keeps your heart rate up, and it's a workout. So I'm excited to do a little bit more with that. But that's something you have to like take in small chunks and definitely work your way through that. I think Hate was talking on like Sunday morning, I think, with Mel. Mel's like crazy high level in that game already. But Hate was talking about not quite doing the adventure mode, but doing like custom workouts, which seems interesting, because you can have all the workouts and then just kind of do it how you want to without kind of the fluff in between. So that'll be something to, take a look at here in a little bit. I did put in Dragon Quest XI, which graphically that looks a million times better than Pokemon once you put that in, and just like it's voice acted and there's full like CGI cutscenes, and it's kind of breath of fresh air after Pokemon, and just kind of the lo-fi sometimes nature of Pokemon. And then just the cutscenes of Pokemon, seeing people's mouths moves, but having to read everything that they're saying. I was really hopeful that Pokemon was going to voice act some stuff with this, especially when we were talking a couple weeks ago, when the file size was revealed to be in like 13 gigs or something like that. We were really hopeful that there was maybe going to be some audio files that were voiceover stuff in there, and there wasn't. Not that like I think the audio in that game, like especially during the fights, is really good music that they have in those fight sequences. So that's good still. But finally today I picked up Yooka-Laylee and the Impossible Lair, because GameStop has a $40 game on sale for $10 for some reason. So I picked that up. I played like the first level or two. It's kind of a different take than the original Yooka-Laylee that they did. They kind of moved it to be, it's a 2D side scroller, kind of more Donkey Kong Country style, which is fun. There is a different kind of aspect in this game. You can go take the final boss fight whenever you want. It tracks how many times you challenge it. What you're kind of trying to gain is, extra protection, so you can take more hits in this final fight as you're going through the levels and freeing like it's B armor or something like that that's around you. But it just allows you to take more hits from the final boss. And if you can do it without getting hit, you can just go and do the final boss fight right off the bat. And that's, you can beat the game right then and there. So it's a different kind of thing, but it's kind of cool. It's got a kind of a Mario world overworld kind of thing, where you're going through the overworld, going like level to level. So pretty fun that way. And then finally, I know I have a lot, but I picked up 8-Bit Do Lite controller just for fun, because it was on Lightning Deal, and I just wanted to check it out because it's different with those 2D pads, and it does work as like a joystick. I could play like I tried Luigi's Mansion with it, and it's not fun with that because you kind of need those joysticks for aiming the Poltergust a little bit. But it functions. It's a really good D-pad. So maybe something to it. It's a really good travel size. Kind of put it in the backpack for if you're taking the Switch somewhere and you want to have a good D-pad and use like tabletop or something like that. But otherwise, I think it was worth the $20 I spent on it. So it was kind of fun.
I would think for games like Dragon Quest XI, it'd probably work perfectly fine, right? I mean,
yeah, because one is kind of camera and one is movement. So yeah, you can use them that way because they register as the joysticks.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Cool. Right on. Let's jump on over to the news. Nintendo launches an official store on Amazon? Consoles, games, accessories, and apparel. Tell me more.
Yeah, I don't know if this is Amazon or if Nintendo. I'm sure it's a partnership, but I think Amazon had quite a few like official, quote unquote, quote official stores. It's a good, I guess, safe space to go to if you're looking to get stuff off Amazon that you maybe don't have to worry about the possible third party sellers and verified stuff. It's a good collection of it's more shirts than I've seen just without like randomly searching on Amazon. Obviously, I think you can find some of these shirts for cheaper elsewhere on the internet, but this is a pretty good standardized place for a lot of things. There's they have sub sections kind of within the apparel where it's like Metroid or Star Fox or Animal Crossing. So lots of different stuff.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm excited to maybe pick something up from there. Miyamoto explains why Mario will never be bigger than Mickey Mouse. Comicbook.com has the article. Nintendo is working to remove the stigma of video games to gain the same wide appeal that Mickey has. Does Mickey still have that appeal?
Well, I mean, when you think about it, Disney Plus had a very good launch. Three weeks ago. And in the article, they go on to, I think Miyamoto goes on to talk about how some parents still have, like we mentioned here, the stigma that kids are playing games as opposed, and that those same parents that don't want to let their kids play games are fine to like sit them down in front of the TV for a couple hours and let them watch Disney movies. So it doesn't have as much of a negative connotation as you're wasting your brain sitting there in front of the TV playing video games. So that's, I think they go on to talk about how like the last 15 years with the Wii and the handheld systems and the family friendly nature and Brain Age and some of those other games that they've launched that have the wide appeal and the kind of academic applications that they can have are positive things that are kind of trying to encourage people to game.
Which I think is so crazy that stigma still is out there, because like, okay, you're sitting down in front of a TV, possibly being antisocial, in your own world, not getting exercise. It's like no one has ever said that about someone that just sits there all day and reads books. It's like, oh, that's perfectly fine, but it's like it's literally the same thing. I mean, you're exercising maybe a different part of your brain, but like I've never quite understood that, like especially nowadays when you got people that are you know, well, Josh's age, I'm still young, but you know, that have kids and you know, that they're adults now. Like, why is that still a thing?
Which I think that's why it's getting less and less, because the Nintendo kids from the 80s and 90s are growing up and they're parents now. So it's less. I sit here. You can see the chair right here next to me. That's where my son pulls it up right next to me and he watches me play and all sorts of different stuff. So he's not quite. He can probably do a little bit of stuff now. He hasn't grabbed the controller yet and wanted to do it. So.
Whatever, you won't let him. You're just
probably
mean.
Not.
You're just mean.
Like, let me get you past this part. I'll give the controller right back. I swear.
I've given him my old DS, and that was a little while ago, and he got frustrated with Mario falling to the first pit on 1-1. So that's how you learn, though.
Start somewhere.
Crawler, there's way easier games for these young kids now. They don't have to go through what we went through.
He's like, you beat Tetris, then we'll talk, son.
Beat my high score. Oh my gosh. Within that article, Miyamoto does go on, or I found a similar article. I don't have it in the notes here, but I was checking it out this morning. He talked about Nintendo and the idea of getting more new IPs versus just constantly leaning on the old IP. Now, the president of Nintendo, he said recently that, you know, they of course are an asset and they need to use them. And they do. They don't, I mean, look, I mean, Pokemon sold, what, 6 million copies? 6 million.
Oh, yeah, that's not in the notes. Yeah, yeah, they sold a lot.
Yeah, they're crushing it. There's definitely a nostalgia factor there at this point in those games. Odyssey, Mario Kart, the top seller on the Switch, Zelda. I mean, come on. Like, there's, and then if you look at the new stuff, Splatoon did decent. It did decent. ARMS, not so much, but still, it's good to see Nintendo still out there trying these things and seeing what sticks, you know. Splatoon, I think it's going to be around. I think we're going to see a third iteration of that series at some point, whether it be on the Switch or the next system. Who knows? Who knows? Nintendo keeps talking about wanting to have the Switch be around for a long time. And I'm assuming they're thinking like as long as like the 3DS and the DS were around, things like that. If that's the case, we might see some sequels to a handful of these games that we saw. I mean, we know Breath of the Wild's coming out. Mario Kart 9 has to be a thing at some point. And I wouldn't be surprised if Odyssey 2 or something is in the works also, you know, like next year's going to be a pretty crazy year. I think it's going to be a close to a repeat of year one.
Yeah. And, let's just hope it's really? Mario Ultimate and they give it the Smash treatment, give it everything.
We'll see. So, but that's good. I mean, you know, keep the old stuff going, keep the new stuff going. I did see just real quick a tweet about a possible Metroid leak about the HD remake next year and then Metroid Prime 4 the year after. But again, it's a leak, so take it with a grain of salt. What we got next year? Devil May Cry triple pack. Physical game. Here we go. Capcom. Physical game.
But this is rare because it's Japan, which they don't normally do like this, but go ahead.
DMC 1 on the cart, download codes for DMC 2 and 3. This game releases in Japan February 20th, 2020. And as far as we know, it's physical release only in Japan.
Because I think, I'm not certain what is out right now. I think DMC 1 and 2 are out on the eShop right now, and 3 is coming out soon. Hmm. So that's, I think, when 3 comes out, that's when that triple pack is going to be released for Japan.
I see. That's not you, but fan of the Devil May Cry series?
I played like one or two. This was way back on like the PlayStation, though.
I think I played 4.
That was for Xbox
360. Yeah, had Nero in it, right? Is that the one?
I believe so.
Yeah, I'm not. I like it. I really like that. It's one of those games that kind of goes nuts, you know. It's kind of, I guess, in the same vein as kind of like your Bayonettas, you know. Mm-hmm. Where it's just kind of throw everything including the kitchen sink in, you know, and just go nuts with it, kind of like what was it, No More Heroes, was that for the Wii?
Yeah.
I really do like those style of games, because I on some level I still believe games are art on even a little bit. So I really like to see what people throw out there and just kind of when their imagination goes wild. And clips I've seen online, the recent Devil May Cries are just, they're kind of like bonkers.
Putting in chess is DMC 3 is the best. Fight me. There you go. There you go. So
it doesn't have multiplayer. I can't fight you. Yeah. When it goes to EA, they'll put multiplayer in. And microtransactions.
There you go. Speaking of fighting,
another hero.
Pokemon Company sues leakers. It's from GameIndustry.biz. Lawsuit was filed in Seattle against 3 U.S. individuals for leaking images from an unreleased Pokemon strategy guide. The lawsuit claims the leaks damaged the company's plans to market the game. The individuals named in the lawsuit are only by their 4chan or Discord usernames. Currently, Pokemon Company is asking for subpoenas for 4chan and Discord to unmask the users. Yikes.
Watch out. They're going to go after him big time.
They just run for the border and get some knee protection, because
or just hope that the court of law in the U.S. protects you from 4chan and Discord unmasking you.
Wow.
But I don't know. Illicit activity is probably in the a violation of the code terms of service for both companies that you think 4chan agree to
has a terms of service.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think 4chan's
probably why everybody releases on. Like,
I think 4chan's terms of service is, if you are not an a-hole on the internet, you are breaking our terms of service.
Can't they just like change, like create a new account, and then it's like you can't find them anymore? Like I.
Well, is for Discord, you have to tie to. Sometimes you have to tie it to a phone number and or email. So that can be dug up, and if you're smart about it, if you're going to be doing stupid illegal stuff, you just do a burner email and don't use your real name. I mean, obviously, but I think the biggest thing they're trying to look for, if they aren't using a VPN, is their IP address so that they can track them down. But
that's why you do everything from a library, kids. Just saying.
Pro tips.
Everyone's like, what's a library? How old is this dude?
That's the that's where you do the reading that you don't get made fun of. Well, you do, it's just different kind of
And they rent out games and stuff. You can go get a game from your local library, I think.
Yeah, I don't know, okay, so something got leaked. We all know there's multiple channels and ways of getting this information. Maybe they knew somebody on the inside or.
Wait, let's jump over to our talking point.
Oh.
Here we go.
I read show notes.
So leaks and how game devs are dealing with them. Desinot, go Flint.
Oh, so I guess what I was going to say was basically, you know, like. So maybe they knew someone on the inside and, you know, why are you blaming the person that leaked it? I mean, I get it. That's the easiest way of saying like, well, you leaked it. It's your fault. But what, maybe take a better look at your people.
I was going to say your subpoena might be better suited in lawsuit towards whatever publisher or publishing house or editing house or whatever you were using for that strategy guide.
Yeah, don't go after the guy selling the secrets on the corner. Go after his boss. That's what I learned on cop shows anyways.
It honestly
climb the ladder.
It just seems like these individuals are the target of the, you know, let's make an example of them so that.
Oh, it goes back. I mean, it's Pokemon Company here, but you think Nintendo's probably pulling some strings as well, because it was first off filed in the United States. So Pokemon Company, I don't think, has a foothold in the U.S. They're a Japanese based company. So Nintendo is probably doing the legwork for that when it's against U.S. citizens. But there's also Nintendo's done this before with the ROM sites. They go when they went after them for what, like $125,000 per ROM. And that was just to drive them so far underground that they had to just shut down the site. It wasn't that they were expecting to get that money. It was like Josh said, it's make an example out of them and shots fired across the bow of the rest of the internet. Don't do this.
And the sad thing is that, like, I mean, you leak something like this, you get your 5 minutes of fame, right? Which that's what people are after. I guess unless they like hate the company, then they're like, oh, I want to distribute this game out, you know, like get the game out for free, whatever the case may be, which I know that I'm pretty sure that happened with Pokemon as well. I think there were early copies.
That's usually like mom and pop shops that break street date sometimes.
Yeah. So, you know, whatever the case is, it's like, I mean, here's the thing. I think a lot of people will view it as, oh, here's this corporation. They're money hungry. They're trying to get, well, like, it's kind of common sense. Like, don't, if this, these games have street dates, right? They're street dates. Don't put anything out there until after that date is passed, or you run the risk of having something, you know, having something bad happen to you. It's like I can already see there's gonna be people blaming Pokemon Company for, I can't believe they would do this. And what's like, wait a minute. They shouldn't even have to do this. Like,
yeah. Well, and game devs have embargoes for bigger outlets that get early copies of the game so they can beat it all the way through. There's embargoes on what you're allowed to talk about, and then even when you're allowed to release that, and then how far you can go. Like, I think Kojima put like 2 or 3 different embargoes on Death Stranding for, you could talk about like the first like 3 chapters or something like that a week after the game launched, and then you could talk about, so he even protected it out further for leaks and other stuff. So it's like, they, if you're creating something, you want to control the narrative, and that's kind of what's listed in this lawsuit. It damaged the company's ability to market the game, because it I believe some of the specific stuff that was photographed in the guide was like the Dynamax versions of a handful of different Pokemon that were in the raids and stuff. So it ruined, I mean, those Ultra fans, I think we talked a couple weeks ago, like, stay off Reddit, stay off all that kind of stuff, because the stuff was out there and it was starting to get ruined for people.
Yeah.
I think it's fair to do that too. I know, was it Atlas restricts you from streaming past a certain point, like in Persona 5? Hmm. They'll come after you if you...
Hmm.
Because that's, I guess, from what I understand, at a certain point in the game, there's probably a pivotal moment that really is like a surprise, and they don't want that ruined for either the casual person or maybe someone that's playing along with the game with the streamer, you know, or maybe they just, it could be a tactic, which I'm fully in agreeance with, like, hey, let the person stream the game. If you're watching it and you're like, oh, this looks really fun. Oh, they can't stream past this point. I really want to see what happens. Okay, I'll go out and buy the game. So, I mean, I get it. My thing, I can really relate to this. At work, I work with a lot of big retail companies, and they have very specific guidelines that my company has to follow. Otherwise, we don't get paid, or we have to take a huge hit on what we do get paid. Why are these strict guidelines in place? Well, it's because they've probably been burned in the past, you know? So a lot of people probably look at them like, hey, here's a big company. They got plenty of money. We can take advantage. And then now this big company is going out of business because a bunch of people took advantage of them and they lost a bunch of money. So I get why they want to protect, you know, a product that's coming out, you know, like, I kind of view this as... Well, one, the big company, yes, look, they're a big company for a reason. They probably did a lot of this stuff coming up. They made good deals, sold good products. Now they're a big company. The other thing I think you got to look at is the individuals that are working on this. Like, they're people just like everyone else. They're probably gamers like everyone else. They're working really hard on a product, and they want to put it out at a certain time and, you know, probably be praised for it, right? It's like, could you imagine going to, like, a friend's what do they call those things, gender parties, where it's like, are we having a boy, are we having a girl, and then like the drunk brother pops out, it's like, by the way, it's a girl, like right before they announce it, like, dude, everyone's gonna be like, what the, like, what is, what why, like, you know.
Yeah,
so, you know, there, I think, yes, they're a big corporation, but they have little people working there, you know, like, have some respect for people in general.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. And that's, I mean, that's the thing that, like, you kind of lose track of this or lose sight of this when it comes to these big companies, is that, like, they are people working there, right? Like, I mean, that's what it boils down to. There's people that are putting, like, I've been meeting with a lot of game devs recently. These people are very passionate about what they do. This is, you know, it's their livelihood. It's their life. It's what they enjoy. Right. And seeing other people experience these, you know, the games that they create, or the, you know, whatever it is that they do, it's really important. And to have that just kind of, you know, thrown in the mud, or not, you know, these leakers have no respect for it, is what it boils down to. And it's, again, I don't know if it's that 5 minutes of fame or it's like, haha, I'm sticking it to the man. And it's, if you side with the company, the corporation, well, then you're a shill, all that stuff. And then if you, you know, and then if you side with the, you know, against the company, why are you even playing games? Like why are you mad at the company that provides your entertainment all the time? Like, I don't, what side's the right side?
Because we've already had the Industrial Revolution and life is easy and there's nothing to work hard for. And it's like, oh, you know, it's just, what am I doing? I'm just bored. Okay. Hey, let's hate on these guys today. Sweet. Let's do it. I don't get it. I don't get the understanding or the appeal, I guess, of, like you just said, going after a company that, there's just so much more to do in life. Let's just put it that way.
Blitzkrieg says, hot take, though. It could be people who are just excited and for some reason want to share what they found.
I think possibly yes, but in this case with this game, there was so much Game Freak lied and no bring back national decks, all that kind of stuff. I think this was maybe to help watch the world burn a little bit.
It could be. And if you read some of those comments, like some of these people are like super vindictive of like, you would think that like somebody at the Pokemon company like stole their dog and like, you know, it's crazy. It's maybe they did. Maybe that's what their Pokemon is to them. It's their dog. You know, I don't know.
I think it really depends. I mean, I think when you get something that you don't like and it's entertainment, I'm going to use, Star Wars as an example.
Please.
Okay, so Return of the Jedi was the very first movie I ever saw in the theater. I think I was like 3 or 4 years old. I've been a fan ever since. I have ridiculous amounts of Star Wars memorabilia that no 40-year-old should have in their house displayed. And
he's not lying.
Then an episode comes out, and I don't want to name which one it was. It rhymes with The Last Jedi. And now you're like, I'm not going to jump on this movie ruined my childhood, you know, because if one thing that's 2 hours long ruins your childhood, then childhood probably sucked already. You just didn't know it yet. So this comes out and am I less of a fan overall? Yes. Do I still enjoy the older movies that I grew up with? Just the same amount. I don't hate that stuff any less than I did before the Smash Shmedai came out. So, you know, like, do I like the new one? No, not necessarily. But 2 days ago, I just watched The Force Awakens. So, I mean, still a fan. I'm just maybe I'm not on that hype train anymore, I guess.
Well, on that point, Freddie Prinze Jr. did an interview.
Something. I heard something. He did something. Go ahead.
Did it cut out?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, he had an interview. I don't know. I think it was with a Star Wars kind of podcast or something like that, but it's not PG rated. He's very adult language heavy in his description of it, but he pretty much, because I think he was a voice actor in one of the animated
Rebels. Main character-ish. Mm-hmm. Rebels.
In Rebels. Okay. He was Ezra or whatever his name. Yeah. But he pretty much said he talked to George Lucas and he's like, this is for kids. And he's like, you were kids when you first loved it. And kids now like the new Star Wars. So it's like, it's not ruining anything. It's just your perspective is changed. And so it's, yeah, but that's an interesting take on Star Wars, but yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, to say that the new Pokemon coming out doesn't have what you wanted it to have. And therefore, like, it's the worst thing ever, and you need to go write a 3,000-word blog or, you know, send death threats to people because what you liked in life, or maybe even what you identified as, maybe you identified as a Pokemon fan, you know, and those were your people, and now it doesn't meet your expectations? Like, maybe it's time to move on. Or maybe it's time to revisit those old games that you probably haven't played since you were a kid. And then you'll realize how bad they really were
because you're older now. They're not quite as fun. They're just fun to collect.
Yeah, and you're like, what do you mean play? I've never opened it. I just heard it was good. So, yeah, it's like, wow. You know, and it's temporary. What if the one after this is exactly what you wanted? And it's just like, oh, dude, Pokemon's the best thing ever. You know, like, it's temporary, you know?
Will it be hashtag?
Life is temporary.
Will it be hashtag Game Freak listened?
Oh, yeah. At that point, people would be like, we won. You see that, people? We told them.
Yeah, look at
that's
Sonic.
That's like you guys were talking last week about the, like, well, what game was that? They're like, hey, FYI, we're working on a new one. And they're like, do you hear that? They're working on a new one. It's like, no kidding. That last game sold, you know, gangbusters. Of course, there's going to be a new one at some point, at some year. This is why I don't go outside.
Yeah.
Now I can't go on the internet.
You can't go anywhere. You can't. Oh, start that hashtag now. People would be triggered. Hey, you know, I like triggering people. It's good times.
I'm changing it. I'm going to call it trash tag from now on.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hey, let's put a bow on this thing, shall we? Destinat, Midfi, Senpai, where can people find you?
People can find me. I'm either in the Discord or frequenting my Instagram. It's Midfi Senpai. There's underscores in between Midfi and Fi and Senpai because all the good names are taken. I remember back in the day, my buddy used to have his name was Orange on World of Warcraft. Good luck finding that name. Yeah, or Blueberry. Yeah, no, it's taken. It's taken 20 years ago. I feel like this whole episode is just me rambling about how old I am. Whatever, I forgot.
Better you than
probably
me.
Probably Alzheimer's.
Oh my gosh. Crawler, where can we find you?
Same place, hanging out in Discord. We're talking Xbox and Pokemon and all sorts of stuff. Yeah, I got a new Xbox, so I'm excited to play that a little bit. Been playing Star Wars, so come talk to me about it. Yeah, I have that. I know. We were talking about that a little bit yesterday.
Do a whole podcast about that.
But yeah, n64josh.com/discord. Get your invite and come say hi.
Very good, very good. Guys, you can follow me everywhere at n64josh. Farmers only, plenty of fish, whatever. You can find me, n64josh. I got Destin out of that one. There we go. There we
at
go.
At time in 246 episodes.
First time. Guys, follow the show at NPowerCast. Show notes will be available at n64josh.com/npc246. You can email the show. You got questions, comments. You want to, you know, if you want to tell us what you hate without having to leave a bad review, you can just email me, npc@n64josh.com. If you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, head on over to audibletrial.com/npc. Get a book of your choice. Ready Player One, Armada even. It's a good one also. Okay. Chair I'm sitting from OPC. Save $10, extra $20 right now. They have a sale going on, plus free shipping. You're looking at saving $30 per chair. n64josh.com/opseat. Patreon.com/n64josh. And remember, Black Friday, I got sale. If you want to get a blanket that you could warm your body in that has my logo on it, me holding a zapper looking very Han Solo-esque, that was the inspiration for that. That and the Captain N. Use the code Black Friday, n64josh.com/store. Okay, we got a Facebook group. People are hanging out in there, talking, having a good time. Send me your memes for Facebook. Please send them. I need them. Send them. All right. Send me your gaming pictures for Instagram. I love you guys. We'll see you in the next one. Happy Thanksgiving. Bye now.
Tell you what you need on your store, bro. One of those giant blankets. It's like reversible, high contrast, black and white. It's like reversible on both sides. You know, the kind that are on the fence at the swap meet. That's what you need. Get that on your show. Or a black velvet painting of you like Kramer from that one episode of Seinfeld. I would buy that in like 0 seconds flat.
Oh, I hope they listened all the way to the end for that. I hope they did. I hope. Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. All right. I hate the way we raid people now on the new Twitch dashboard, because you can't go and see the person that you raid after you raid them. It's kind of silly.
Oh, it doesn't pull you in there with it?
No. It's I don't know what's wrong with it. But Miss Click's playing Death Stranding. Let's go show her some love. Blow up her chat. N64 raid. Love you guys. We will see you.
Oh, you're not streaming tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. Not Wednesday. Probably Thursday sometime.
That's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll probably still stream some.
You know. Just full of turkey.
Just
fall asleep on stream.
Fall asleep. But seriously, you guys are the best. Let's go show Miss Click some love. Blow it up. Thank you for hanging out today. Thanks for hanging out during the Halo stream, during the vlog, all that stuff. You guys are amazing. Much love. Let's go see Miss Click. Bye now.
So that's ridiculous. You can't even go with the red.